Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, September 26th, 2025. The dispute between Anthem Insurance and Northern Light Health has apparently been heating up in recent days, with Northern Light Health Senior Vice President Suzanne Spruce issuing the following statement Wednesday night, which they say was in response to a public statement from Anthem. Quote, Northern Light Health is disappointed to hear that Anthem publicly disseminated egregious misrepresentations of our mediation discussions. We've made no indication that we're walking away from negotiations, and their statements are not constructive to the mediation process. Anthem refuses to address our requests for contract language that protects Northern Light Health and the patients we serve. We remain available for scheduled mediations if Anthem changes its mind and wishes to provide language to address Northern Light Health's concerns, end quote. WERU did not receive the statement from Anthem. It did make me wonder, however, how cash-strapped Anthem could possibly be, so I did a little searching, and according to the trade publication Insurance Business, Anthem, which is now known as Elevance Health, CEO is Gail Boudreau, and in 2022, she received total compensation of just under $21 million. It's 383 times more than their average employee. And apart from her annual salary, she also received $11.1 million in stock awards, almost $3.7 million in option awards, and over $3.8 million in non-equity incentives. Just a little something to think about the next time you have to spend half the day on the phone trying to get a service that your doctor has recommended authorized by your insurance company. The Friends of Sears Island are currently taking registrations for free camouflage and biomimicry-themed grab-and-go activity kits for children. You can learn all about camouflage and mimicry, fascinating adaptations that different animals use to blend into their environment or imitate other species. The kit includes air-dry clay, googly eyes, feathers, and other materials for your child to create their own patterned creature, and prompts for building a suitable environment or shelter for it. Educational handouts and activity sheets are also included. The kits are free and intended for children ages 5 to 12. Donations to Friends of Sears Island are gratefully accepted to allow the organization to continue to offer programming to all at no cost. Activity kit quantities are limited, and they will be distributed to families on first-come, first-served basis. To request a kit for your child, please email outreach@friendsofsearsisland.org. Film lovers in Stonington will join over 100,000 film enthusiasts around the world tonight at a screening of the 28th Annual Manhattan Short Film Festival at the Stonington Opera House. Manhattan Short 2025 screens simultaneously across the world during a one-week period, with the Best Film and Best Actor awards determined by ballots cast by the audiences in each participating venue. By virtue of their selection by Manhattan Short, each film is also automatically Oscar-qualified. There will be films from Spain, Israel, UK, Norway, the Netherlands, Belgium, and Mexico, and three films from the U.S. You can view the trailer, get more information, and purchase tickets at operahousearts.org. And finally, just a note, if you're heading up to the Bangor area this weekend, the Maine DOT wants people to be aware that they'll be closing the I-95 northbound exit 185 off-ramp. That's the Broadway exit. Starting tonight at 8 p.m. and continuing through till Monday morning at 5 a.m. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good weekend. Take care. I'll see you on Monday.